brothers gunned down at a birthday party, a school community trying to make sense of it all, of this tragedy at an Oakland Airbnb.
These are irrational, cruel killings. I feel so much for the family of the two kids that were killed. It's horrible.
A day of heartbreak and shock at Berkeley High School.
These were someone's babies. These were the friends of many, the classmates of many.
What we're learning about the teenage victims and the questions about the unauthorized Airbnb party that ended in gunfire. Plus, newly released surveillance video from last week's school shooting, the moment armed suspects run onto campus. Fleet Week is here, and we're on board one of the Navy ships as it arrives in the bay. How it's more than just a celebration, but also crucial practice for a potential disaster.
If they were not brought to us, they would not have made it.
And loving dogs in need of a kind touch. The innovative way one Bay Area animal shelter is helping soothe anxious pups.
You apply enough pressure just to move the skin.
And get them ready for new homes.
This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Hello. It's a tough one to lead with. Gun violence has once again shattered a family and school community. We are learning more about two high school brothers killed while attending a birthday party at an Airbnb in Oakland. 17-year-old Jay-Z Sotelo Garcia and his 15-year-old brother Angel were students at Berkeley High, both described as just normal kids who leave behind four younger siblings. In the last few hours, Oakland police revealed new details about the moments leading up to the gunfire at this party on Apgar Street. KPX 5 Sarah Donchi reports it all stemmed from a fight at school.
This was an understandably difficult day at Berkeley High School, where students are dealing with the loss of not one, but two of their classmates.
These are irrational, cruel killings. I feel so much for the families of the two kids that were killed. Is horrible.
Cesar Barragan's son could not manage to go to class at Berkeley High School Monday after learning his former middle school classmates were killed at a party in Oakland.
We're just normal kids, very involved in soccer. My son has been crying a lot, and so am I. I'm disgusted by this.
Brothers Angel and Jace Sotelo Garcia were shot and killed at a birthday party Saturday night. Police say a parent rented the home in Oakland for the party on Airbnb, and that two people showed up after some kind of argument that police believe happened at or around school.
We know that there was a conflict. We know that the individuals responsible for this just came, entered the house, and then began to shoot.
Police say the two shooters used a rifle and a handgun, fired multiple rounds, shooting and killing the brothers and wounding another juvenile who was later found away from the house. That person was taken to the hospital and is expected to survive.
I feel like we're getting some strong leads in the investigation, and I think hopefully at some point it'll lead to an arrest.
Berkeley High staff, students, and counselors were rocked by the news and met Monday morning to remember the brothers.
It's a really hard time for all of us. Never, ever should a community be devastated like this.
There were grief counselors here at the high school today, and there will be a vigil at Longfellow Middle School later this evening where both boys attended. Back to you.
Sarah, thank you. Now, Airbnb confirmed to KPIX 5 that the party was at one of its rentals and was thrown without knowledge of the host. The company says it has removed that person from the platform entirely. Now, Airbnb changed its policy to ban party rentals after five people were killed in Orinda at a Halloween party back in 2019. Since those changes went into effect, Airbnb says reports of parties have dropped 44%. And we have more developing news out of Oakland this evening. Right now, police are investigating the city's 100th homicide of the year. Someone was shot and killed near 12th Street in Kirkham Court just before 3 this afternoon. There is no word on any suspects or even a motive. And right now, we are getting our first look at the shooters who opened fire at an Oakland school last week, injuring 6 people. Now, Oakland police just released video of the two armed suspects running into the school. So you can take a closer look at this timestamp on the video. It is 11:45 in the morning on Wednesday. Students are standing outside when you can see people run from the top of the screen into the building, and that is when other students appear to flee from that building. And here is a still frame of the picture, a still frame there where you can actually see what appears to be a gun in the person's hand. If we move the video forward just a bit, another person who also appears to be holding a gun runs inside. This all happening at King Estate campus, and police released the video hoping it leads to arrests. Now, a coalition of community organizations is calling on Alameda County to make reforms when it comes to dealing with youth violence in Oakland. The group is called Free Our Kids Coalition. They held a news conference today calling youth violence a public health problem that needs a comprehensive solution.
Free Our Kids cares about public health, education, public safety, and we especially care about preventing violence before it takes place. We care about ensuring that Oakland City youth and youth across the county have the proper investments that center their well-being and that respond to their basic needs.
Now, this particular group is calling on the county to form a working group to come up with solutions to youth violence in the city. All right, other stories we are following around the Bay. Sideshow drivers, they left their mark at an intersection in San Francisco where a spectator was injured. We want to warn you, the video may be hard to watch. And so cars, they're taking over the intersection of Main and Harrison Streets early yesterday morning. At one point, a spectator got too close to a car doing a stunt and was hit. No word on that person's condition. Residents say illegal sideshow activity is all too common in that area.
I hear it maybe once a week, you know.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, I mean, you can see all the intersections that are all torn up, and it's happening all over the city.
Police say no arrests have been made so far. Investigators say remains found in the Sierra foothills does not belong to Alexis Gabe. The Amador County Sheriff's Deputy's Office saying a forensic anthropologist determined they were actually animal bones. The 24-year-old Oakley woman has been missing since January. Investigators believe her ex-boyfriend killed her. Now, he was killed by authorities as they tried to arrest him for murder in May. Sentencing has been delayed for disgraced Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. Holmes is asking for a new trial. At issue is the testimony of a former Theranos lab director. Holmes claims the lab director came to her home and told her partner he felt bad about his testimony. A hearing about that testimony is set for October 17th.